Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you remember last year, a lot of blood pressure medications recalled because they had found that one of the generic companies, and maybe possibly others, did a process when they produced the generic drug that could have made MDMA or MDEA a carcinogenic substance. Valsartan, Irbesartan, a bunch of different, I think even Losartan, ARB, blood pressure medications had to be recalled. Lots of it, not all of them, because if they were formed in this one company or by this one method, there might have been these contaminants that were found to have caused cancer in animals and rat studies and not necessarily humans. So to play it safe, recall. Then Zantac, generic Zantac or ranitidine, had been recalled, some lots of that, because a very, very similar manufacturing process might have also produced a very similar byproduct. So now with Xanax, it's a little different story. We're having a Xanax recall, not all of the Xanax, but those done by Mylan, pharmaceutical company, not because of a carcinogenic byproduct, but because of a foreign substance that might cause infection. Now, I don't exactly know what that means. Are they talking about mold? Are they talking about dirty plastic that might have bacteria on it? I don't know. But I got a little nervous when recalls had to happen with blood pressure medications because, you know, people hear recall, even if it's not their drug, even if it's not their particular lot number, they panic and they go, well, I'm not going to take my blood pressure medicine. You know, they use it as an excuse to not take the blood pressure medication. So they're like, okay, well, I'm out. And they're like, no, you need to take your blood pressure medication. You'll stroke. Or, you know, you need to take your blood pressure medication. Just because there's a recall doesn't necessarily mean it's going to affect you. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be your particular brand of medication or lot. Take it. So I was a little nervous with that. And there was. There were a lot of people that said, oh, I stopped my blood pressure medication. I'm still meeting people today who stopped their blood pressure medication because of the recall last year that had nothing to do with their medication that they were on. But this one makes you nervous, because with Xanax, if you stop your medication abruptly, you could seize. Xanax is dangerous. I think benzodiazepines, even though they're safer than a lot of other medications out there like barbiturates and other quote-unquote downers, benzodiazepines, I think, are involved in a lot of overdose deaths, and we are not getting, I'm sorry, my hair is a mess today, sorry. We are not getting, my hair needs some Xanax, Lord have mercy. We are not getting a lot of the data on these opioid overdose deaths and how many of them had Xanax on board. I mean, I don't have the toxicology report on Heath Ledger, but there are rumors that when he died, it not only included opiates, but it included benzodiazepines and possible Ambien. And so a polypharmacy of drugs is, I think, one of our biggest threats. And right now, it's all about the opioid crisis. Even with the, you know, the debate that we saw last week, everybody wants to talk about the opioid crisis. Well, if you stop a person's opiates and pain medication when they can't sleep because they're in pain, they're going to go over to the benzodiazepines. And we already have a benzodiazepine crisis. So Mylan is, out of abundance of precaution, issuing a nationwide recall of Xanax. They are the 0.5 milligram, the half a gram doses. A lot of people take one. Some people take two. Some people take 0.25. This is the 0.5 milligram, and where you have 500 doses of it. So these are bottles containing that, which means if the pharmacy gave you your 30 or your 15 tablets from this bottle, it could be recalled. And Mylan, if I'm pronouncing that right, it's not Milan, like in Italy, Mylan, did not really provide any details on what the quote-unquote foreign substance was. Hopefully, as soon as we get that, we'll let you guys know. But right now, nobody's gotten sick, right? You know, nobody's gotten an infection. Nobody's, you know, succumbed to any illness yet. But because it could cause an infection, they're pulling it. So I'm wondering if there was some mold. That's my guess. So it asked retailers and wholesalers to pull any products from a single lot of the medication, so just one lot, by lots, meaning it's not every single box or bottle of medication out there. It was made on a certain day, made certain packaging, certain delivery, a lot of it. Okay, not like a lot like tons, but a lot like a component of it. Okay. So benzodiazepine, we've talked about this, where it is a go-to for a lot of things. People take Xanax, Alprazolam. They take Valium, diazepam. They take Clonopin, clonazepam. Anything that ends in PAM is a benzodiazepine class. And the benzodiazepines are actual sedatives. They're anti-anxiolytics. They help with anxiety. Some people take it for sleep. Some people take it because they hate work and they need to get to work, and they consider it their happy pill. I've taken a Valium before. I was given a Valium before my, I know, you'd think that it would have just bounced right out of my mouth, you know, because I'm just, like, so high energy. But they gave me a Valium when I had to have my LASIK surgery, because you're awake during it, and then they go in and they remove, you know, they lift up your cornea, they cut the cornea, they change it a little bit, and then they put it back. So they give me Valium, and all I remember is, you know, I don't think I was relaxed, but I was making a lot of jokes. And so I didn't notice anything. My husband said he just noticed I made more jokes than I normally did, so maybe I was relaxed. I don't notice a difference with Valium. I really don't. I had to take a Xanax once, because they wanted me to try it for sleep. I forget why. It was yes. So I had migraines, and my doctor said, you know, if you don't like the way you feel with the migraine medicine, why don't you try just a little bit of Xanax? That sucker knocked me out. I was asleep. And so to me, it's very sedating. And there's people out there that take Xanax during the day. Personally, I don't like to ride Xanax unless you're going to take it at night only, because I think it's going to make you sleepy, and I don't see how you could drive on it. So we do have an overuse of that medication. We'll keep you guys posted on this recall as we get more information. Bumper's going on. I'll talk to you soon. 1-877-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Nositril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I want you guys to be kind of careful with some of these articles saying how you could stop a cold as soon as you get it. You know, we've talked about viruses and how colds happen and how when you get exposed to a cold, you're usually exposed days before you feel symptoms, and you could actually be contagious a couple days before you even feel the symptoms. Because by the time that virus replicates and it's ready to hit, you've already, you know, it's built up to the point where you can't just stop it in an hour. However, there is some advice that I do like to give, like drinking a lot of fluids, like boning up on your vitamins, you know, resting up, because you do have to fight the virus. And I think there are things you could do to lessen it. You will not be able to, you know, stop a cold in its tracks within an hour or two. That's not going to happen. But can you lessen the severity of the cold? Can you make it less bothersome? Absolutely. So this article is interesting. And And three leading experts, Professor John Oxford, a virologist, which is a virus specialist from Queen Mary University of London, Professor Ron Eccles, director of Common Cold Center at Cardiff University, and Professor Peter Openshaw, professor of experimental medicine at Imperial College London, explains what you could do to decrease the severity. And I think it's there's a lot of good advice here. But again, don't misinterpret this as you being able to not be infectious, you being able to go to work that same day. So they say that in the first few minutes, okay, there are some things you could do as soon as you feel sick. I recommend getting a crap load of fluid in you, starting to flush yourself out with water because you're going to start getting a little dehydrated and boning up on your vitamins. They say catching a cold is a combination of factors coming together. Not only do you need to come in contact with the virus, right, from a sneeze or a bug your kid picked up at school, but the virus has to overcome your body's own defenses. And a single sneeze contains hundreds of millions of virus particles known as virions. And these virions can trigger a cold. So they say, depending on how far away you are from the sneeze, you may breathe in 10,000 virus particles, but only a few hundred will land on the exposed epithelial cells of the nose, throat, and airway. Somebody sneezes next to you, you're not going to get the whole viral load. But if a few get in there, that's all it takes. And the invading virus's first hurdle is to get through the hair and the cilia that's throughout the nasal cavity. And the nasal cavity has this rhythm to spew and sweep things out. Sometimes the viruses can get in there. Many millions of virus particles may get trapped in saliva, and then you swallow them. They say even though viruses that do reach the upper respiratory tract, nose, mouth, throat, voice box, can face another obstacle, the epithelial cells that line these airways are so tightly bonded together that they kind of provide a seal. So how are they getting in? Well, our bodies try to wall up. They, message other cells with cytokines and start forming white blood cells to destroy the viruses. But if your immune system is a little down and the white blood cells don't get recruited and things don't get deputized, or if you're a little older, or if you're diabetic, the viruses can get a foothold and get in. Remember, in nature, the biggest drive is to survive. And viruses survive by getting into a host cell. I mean, it dies off eventually, but its job is to survive. Just like a sperm. People go, gosh, how do sperm do it? How do they find the egg when they have a hostile vaginal environment and they got to swim up into the uterus and the fallopian tube? Why do they do it? Well, because it's their job. It is their drive to live. That's just what they do. They will die if they don't get into the egg. Eventually they die anyway. But that's their drive. So what do? Well, they say wash your hands. Use soap and water at regular intervals. Avoid rubbing your eyes with your hands as it could transmit infection. And one thing I recommend that they don't recommend is blow your nose. If somebody sneezed next to you and you think you were exposed, blow your nose. Okay? You don't always have to blow your nose because I don't want you hurting your ears. But you know how we, suck it up? Why are we doing that? If you feel snotty, blow it out. Why are you trying to snort it up into your respiratory tree? They say in the first 1 to 2 hours, nasal dryness, irritation may be developing because your epithelial layer starts to break down. These cold viruses disrupt and weaken that impermeable barrier, because the viruses produce chemicals that will start opening up those tight junctions in between those cells, so then the viruses have a path to get in. That's according to Professor Oxford. And then where they settle will depend, warmer environment in the upper lungs, some will like the nose, some will like the throat. It depends on the temperature and, how hydrated you are, etc. So they say Vicks First Defense claims to reduce the chance of a full-blown cold by up to 50% and cut the severity of symptoms. Why? Because they say the viscous gel works by trapping the virus and helping the body remove it. I don't know much about the evidence of Vicks First Defense. Like, I would recommend blowing your nose, drinking a lot of fluids, and I also like taking a hot shower. I think taking hot showers helps. Somebody said, oh, it can make worse because you're giving them a warm environment. But if you're able to blow out your nose and get rid of your nasal secretions because you're adding more fluid to your respiratory tree, I think one thing that kept me from getting sick all the time taking care of patients was taking hot showers. In 2 to 9 hours, the viruses that have gotten through start to overcome the body's natural defenses. They start to infiltrate the epithelial cells, and once they get into a cell, they can start to replicate. And the speed of replication, Dr. Oxford says, is astonishing. One infected cell becomes a factory for the viruses, and they can make millions of viruses within 10 hours. So what happens is a lot of times you start feeling tired. You'll feel tired, right, a day before you actually come down with the cold. Well, when you're tired, that means you actually have the cold. So sleep, rest, don't try to take caffeine and try to, you know, bone up on stimulants. Don't do that. All right? Your body may be tired because it needs you to rest so it could help fight this, you know, infection. By 10 hours, the virus has infected more and more cells. The symptoms start to appear where your body, a lot of times your symptoms of a cold is your body fighting the cold. So you might start to sneeze because you have histamine and leukotrienes, part of your body's natural immune response, that are taken over. Within hours, these chemicals are irritating, inflaming the lining of the nose, triggering sneezing, etc. And so your white blood cells are now supposed to be recruited, and they're supposed to find the virus or the cells replicating viruses and kill them. All right? You might even start getting some swollen glands because the lymph node is trying to drain them. You know, so what do? Again, keep resting, fluids, make sure you're boning up on your immune system with vitamins, etc. They say you can also, with, you know, some of the, you know, the pain and the swollen glands, you could try some ibuprofen. That might help with the pain. It's anti-inflammatory, but for others, they just let their body fight it. At 11 hours, they say cold viruses are deep into the epithelial cells, now moving to the bloodstream, right? And they start getting to the muscles, so you start to ache a little bit. You start to get more and more mucus in your nose and upper airway because, again, the body's trying to prevent more virus from coming in and trying to get the stuff out. So they recommend chicken soup, blowing the nose out, of course, fluids. I talk about chicken soup because chicken soup has a lot of, you know, anti-inflammatory properties. It has fluid. It has the heat to soothe the throat. By 12 hours, you're going to probably start getting the coughing. Mucus starts to drain in. In fact, the vagus nerve, right, gets hit from the chest to the brain, tells the diaphragm to and the intercostal muscles to contract, starting to cough. Now I'm coughing just thinking about it. Coughing helps get rid of a lot of the virus. It gets rid of the stuff. Unfortunately, though, it's a part of the cold. Hot drink like honey and lemon in your hot tea will help. I like hot cocoa. Gargling with salt water could help. And then, of course, expectorants and decongestants. Mucus will build. Avoid dairy products, but keep your hydration, especially since now that you might be starting to get a fever, so that will also cause you to lose fluid. So with the mucus production, et cetera, you want to hydrate. And then you want to be careful about getting a secondary infection. So get your fruits, get your vegetables, get your rest, take off from work, and wash your hands and try not to get other people sick. And try not to get your bedding and your mouse and your cups, you know, full of virus too, so you don't reinfect yourself. The 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?
I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vidman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine. Two movie stars now donating to California firefighters who are battling hundreds of wildfires. One of them, WWE superstar John Cena.
This is the right thing to do, and I'm doing my part to help the cause.
Cena says he's donating $250,000 to the California Fire Foundation and the LA Fire Department Foundation. Actor Chris Pratt says he's also donating to those organizations. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this article caught my eye. They say an algorithm used by hospitals in the U.S. to identify patients with chronic diseases is being accused of having a significant bias against black people. The artificial intelligence sold by health firm Optum disproportionately advised medics to give more care to white people even when black patients were sicker. This is according to this report. It means just 18% of black patients were suggested for a continued care program when 47% of them were in desperate need of it. How that happened, I don't know. They say the software helps doctors decide the future of roughly 200 million patients across the U.S. each year. Scientists from universities in Chicago, Boston, and Berkeley flagged the error in their study, published in the journal Science, and are working with Optum on a fix. They said the algorithm designed to help patients stay on medications or out of the hospital was not intentionally racist because it specifically excluded ethnicity in its decision-making. Rather than using illness or biological data, The tech uses cost and insurance claim information to predict how healthy a person is. This is why computers cannot take over medicine, okay? The computer system has been programmed to believe the more money spent, the sicker the patient is. Well, that's where we're going with socialized medicine. And that's not a barometer of somebody's health. My dad was healthy until the day he died. He wouldn't go to the doctor. Nobody recommended tests. He didn't really ask for testing. I'm like, get your colonoscopy, get your EKG, get your heart check, get this checked. No, I don't want to do it. He's stubborn. It's his fault. I'm not blaming the doctor. But he spent no money because he didn't have it. He didn't have health insurance. And he died with medical bills of zero. You cannot use a person's medical bill history as a predictor of if they're going to live or die. They say, but the data I was working with showed less was being spent on black patients because they received less care. They said black patients incurred roughly $1,800 less in medical costs annually than white patients with the same level of sickness. Researchers say this is due to a myriad of factors, including lack of insurance, lack of access, and even unconscious biases from doctors. Therefore, the machine ranked white patients equally at risk of future health woes as black patients who were actually sicker. They say correcting these biases in the algorithm would more than double the number of black patients flagged for additional care. Following the findings, the study was replicated on a different data set of 3.7 million patients, and they found that black patients collectively suffered from 48,000 additional chronic diseases compared with white people. Although the study was conducted on just one healthcare algorithm, the researchers say similar biases probably exist across a number of industries. Now, the lead researcher was Dr. Sendhil Mulayanathan. He's a professor of computational behavioral science at the University of Chicago. Said, it's truly inconceivable to me that anyone else's algorithm doesn't suffer from this. I'm hopeful that this causes an entire industry to say, oh my, we've got to fix this. So, all right, what does that mean for you or I? What it means is as we go more high-tech and AI, it's all about algorithms, okay? So if you're a man or woman that fit the textbook, you have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, they're going to probably have you flagged appropriately as high risk for heart disease, okay? If you're a woman that, let's say, has no family history of breast cancer, never went to a doctor for a breast lump, had a couple babies, you're not going to be considered at risk for breast cancer. And so you might be put on a lower risk category where you get less reminders to go and get your mammogram. I'm telling you right now, women who have had breast cancer, I can't tell you how many people I've met, said they never had in the family and they never had a previous lump. And then they found something and they went to the doctor. So medicine is tricky. It's unpredictable. Health issues are unpredictable. And I don't want somebody saying, well, you're good because it's not in the family. See, I don't have a lot of diseases in the family because most of my family died before they could get diagnosed with the disease. So when somebody says, but look, Dahlia, your father never had cancer. So, you know, how do you know you're at high risk for these types of cancers? I go, he didn't have cancer because he died of a heart attack before he could ever have the diagnosis of cancer. So if these algorithms look at family history and your family got killed in the Holocaust or a car accident or a, overdose, we're not going to have family history. We're not going to have that in the algorithm. You have people out there who are adopted and they have no idea what their family has. So I go, let's just assume they have some sort of cancer or heart disease or whatever, and let's just assume it's in your family. Because if I don't assume it, I'm not going to test you. And I understand that there's a big liberal push for us to have more socialized medicine or government-run healthcare. And government-run healthcare is going to need to save money. Government-run healthcare is not going to be able to individualize for people. A government-run healthcare system is not going to like a doctor like me that goes, whoa, don't leave you, There's something wrong with you, which has happened. And I've found things. Either God spoke to me or that person had a guardian angel, but I'm like, something's wrong with you. Ends up having a major aneurysm. Somebody else having thyroid cancer. I'm like, I know you're here for something else, but something's wrong. I need you to do me a favor, go and check out your thyroid. I don't like the way you look. I know the hospital said you had a heat stroke or heat illness or whatever. I think it was a heart attack. All right? There's guts. There's gut reactions. There's instinct. There's just something not right that humans can pick up on that computers can't and aren't supposed to. Computers are not designed to pick up on things like that. The computers are designed to do the best job they can, whether it's a 96% accuracy or a 92% accuracy or whatever, be better than the other computer. And they're designed to save money for the person using the computer. You know, we talk about high blood pressure medication. I can't tell you how many times I saw African-American men and women treated with the wrong blood pressure medication. Because everybody was so afraid that they were going to be politically incorrect, saying, look, I need to give you a different medication because your body is built differently than a Caucasian. All right? African-American women seem to lose their potassium more with diuretics. I have seen it hundreds of times. That's not racist. In fact, it's racist to not acknowledge that and say, you know what, we're just going to treat you like anybody else. Okay? I mean, you're hurting people if you're not embracing the race and you're not understanding that we have differences. I mean, you know, people keep trying to fight that women and men are not different and girls and boys are not different. Physiologically, biologically, we are. We're very different. Medically, we're different. You know, I will support you if you choose to change your gender. I will support you in your decision and, you know, help you if I can. But if you have an ovary and you want to be identified as Steve, in my medical chart, I have got to put that you still have your ovaries because those could turn cancerous. Same thing with Mary, who's a transgender woman. If you have testicles, I need to know about that. If you have a prostate, I need to know. Nature isn't politically correct. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have to admit, I really like Amazon Prime. I didn't have Amazon Prime. I didn't want to spend extra to do it. And then I guess my husband got Amazon Prime. I don't know why. I think it was for the TV shows. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got my stuff 2 days free. Free shipping. I don't know if the prices are more. I should really do that. I should open up both accounts and see if the products are more expensive or not. But I like it. I like Prime. In fact, when I had some bad deliveries from Walmart, I'm a fan of Walmart. I was buying Walmart stuff online, but if I buy food, you know, or I needed to buy soda for a party or whatever, it would explode. We would always, or even the cat food would be open or spoiled. Something would be wrong with the packaging. Walmart didn't have that down. So I went to Amazon, and it's been working out for now, knock on wood. Well, Amazon is starting to deliver groceries to Prime members for free. And within an hour, apparently they had a $14.99 Amazon Fresh charge. And I don't think people like that, especially since you already have to pay for Amazon. Apparently Amazon Fresh service costs $14.99 a month that allows you to order meat and produce, snacks and delivery times vary based on your location. But a lot of times you could get your food in 1 or 2 hours. So if you need to make dinner and you're like, oh, I need X, Y, and Z, there was Amazon Fresh, or now just now Amazon service. Food orders have to, of course, be at least $35. So you can't just, order like, a loaf of bread or whatever. In New York, it has to be at least $50 before they could qualify for free delivery. If not, you pay a delivery charge. But it's still called Amazon Fresh. It's available even outside the U.S. So, and it's kind of, something that people really like. I don't really know what Prime costs, but I've been able to buy non-fresh produce. But, they are able to, keep it cool and keep it. I'm looking at a woman right now opening a box that has a whole bunch of vegetables. But apparently the online grocery market is worth $100 billion, or it's going to be worth $100 billion by the year 2022. They say the proverbial millennials have families now, so we have online habits, but we're at a totally different life stage. We're not fresh out of college anymore. The whole market is at an inflection point, and there is some evidence of hockey stick growth in adoption of online grocery. That's according to eMarketer analyst Andrew Lipsman, told NBC News. So apparently Amazon was incorporated by Jeff Bezos back in 1994, but it was under Kadabra Inc., or Kadabra, right, like Abracadabra. He later renamed the company under its current name, Amazon. And apparently Bezos chose the name Amazon to reference the Amazon River, the biggest river in the world, as he helped Amazon to be the biggest bookstore in the world. 1995, Amazon opens up shop as a bookstore. Remember that? Amazon was a bookstore. I didn't think of it as anything else years ago. The first book sold on Amazon was titled Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought by Douglas Hofstadter. By the way, that book, I bet now, is probably worth a lot, whoever bought the first book. By 1997, so I had just graduated medical school, Amazon goes public at $18 a share on the NASDAQ under the symbol AMZN. In 1998, Bezos began selling more than just books. They started music, movies, consumer electronics, video games, toys, and more. Now, if you remember, Internet still wasn't that big yet. Internet, I remember, in the mid to late 90s, was starting to get there. You had to kind of pay. It was still slow, and you had that, those weird sounds that, would happen when you logged on. And I remember doing a few things online, but I was like, I'm still going to use books. And I didn't, pay for services to always have access to Internet, because I didn't need it. By the year 2000, wow, I was on it. So the fact that he had that foresight in the early 90s was incredible. By the year 2000, the firm introduces its now famous logo, which features a curved arrow leading from A to Z with an arrow shaped like a smile. The logo is meant to suggest that Amazon sells every kind of product from A to Z. And you look at their old website, it just kind of looked a little archaic. By 2001, Amazon turns a profit for the first time ever. So that proves to investors that the firm's business model could stick. By 2002, the company launches Amazon Web Services as a service for internet traffic data, and then goes on to grow into the firm's cloud. I don't know what that is, sorry. 2006, Amazon rolls out Fulfillment by Amazon. It's a massive logistics unit that starts to threaten UPS and FedEx. Amazon's like, well, we should do our own shipping. 2007, Amazon releases the first Kindle e-reader. That's a move that was perceived as a disruption to the traditional publishing industry, where now you could get a book online rather than a paper book. And I didn't like it. I'm like, no, I like to hold a book. If I'm going to read, which I rarely do, I want to hold the book. But people like it. And Kindle readers are cheaper. By 2012, Amazon doubles down on consumer hardware, launching the Amazon Fire HD tablet. By 2014, they launched the Fire Phone, meant to be a competitor to the iPhone, but it flops. They had to discontinue the Fire Phone. They could not compete with the iPhone. So even a big, very successful company like that still has failures. If you have a failure in your company, don't let that stop you. 2015, Amazon launches the original Echo Speaker, a groundbreaking device that has speech recognition and AI capabilities. I didn't buy one because I didn't really need that. 2017, Amazon becomes the first streaming company to earn an Oscar nomination for the drama Manchester by the Sea. Then, 2017, they purchase Whole Foods for $13.7 billion, and now they are a retail giant. Well, they've been a retail giant for a while. You know, when you look at Steve Jobs, you know, when you look at Bill Gates, when you look at Zuckerberg, everybody's had failures in things and flops, things that just didn't work. But that's okay. You know, people are like, oh, ha ha, it didn't work. You know, look, you know, Zuckerberg's trying to launch this, and it, you know, it's okay. Sometimes you have to try something, and then to see, you know, in order to get a success, you have to have failures. And Amazon's phone, I don't really remember them doing it. Maybe it didn't get a lot of publicity, but I think it should. I think everybody needs to know that Amazon failed at trying to launch a phone. Because Amazon is getting bigger and stronger and bigger and stronger. Why? Because they could undercut. Because they could out-deliver. Because the ease at which you could get your products. You know, they even have a way where if you need toilet paper or whatever, they could do auto-delivery. There's, I mean, I'm sure other companies do that too. But they just know how to market it. And I mean, I never thought I was going to be quote unquote in bed with Amazon as linked to Amazon until I saw what they could do with my publishing career. I have published 6 books working on my 7th with the help of Amazon. If Amazon allows me to publish a book, where do you think I'm driving traffic to? I'm driving traffic to Amazon. So, they know how to help the middle class or wherever you are, you know, to sell products, make products, design products. Amazon's got almost everything covered. The only thing is how much bigger can they get and should they get any bigger? 1-877-DOC-LA.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.